Be exceedingly careful. It would be surprising if there were not some who, not being well balanced in mind, have spoken and acted indiscreetly, for whenever and wherever the Lord works in giving a genuine blessing, a counterfeit is also revealed, in order to make of none effect the true work of God. Therefore we need to be exceedingly careful, and walk humbly before God, that we may have spiritual eye salve, that we may distinguish the working of the Holy Spirit of God from the working of that spirit that would bring in wild license and fanaticism. By their fruits ye shall know them. Those who are really beholding Christ will be changed into His image, even by the Spirit of the Lord, and will grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God will inspire men with love and purity, and refinement will be manifest in their characters. But because some have misappropriated the rich blessing of heaven, shall others deny that Jesus, the Savior of the world, has passed through our churches, and that to bless? Let not doubt and unbelief question this, for in so doing, you are treading on dangerous ground. God has given the Holy Spirit to those who have opened the door of their hearts to receive the heavenly gift. But let them not yield to the temptation afterward to believe that they have been deceived. Let them not say, "Because I feel darkness, and am oppressed with doubt, and never saw Satan's power so manifest as now, therefore I was mistaken." I warn you to be careful. So not one expression of doubt. God has wrought for you, bringing sound doctrines of truth into actual contact with the heart. Blessing was given you, that it might produce fruit in sound practices and upright character.